For MSO News Sports, I'm Tim Kearns, and this is Panther Preview with Beverly football coach, head coach Andrew Morenci. And this week we're previewing the Thanksgiving Day game, the classic between Beverly and Salem. Coach, your first Beverly-Salem matchup as a coach. You did it as a player. What's the difference in emotion?
Oh, I think it's more, you kind of worry about the preparation a lot more, obviously, and you got to worry about more than your individual 111th, and you have to worry about all the players, make sure their head's in the right place, that they've prepared, you've done all the little things, and even the things of getting to the game and after the game, there's so much more to it mentally. But I mean, there's a lot to it mentally as a player as well. It's just obviously, and this is a different frame of mind.
Talk about when you played in the game for a moment, what it meant to participate, again, in that historic rivalry.
It's an incredible feeling. It's such the culmination of such a lot of hard work. Your community, like Beverly, the Beverly community comes together. You have people who care, who go to that game to make it a part of their Thanksgiving celebration. So you just have so many intangibles that are kind of all together there at Hurd Stadium or at Bertram, and it makes it so memorable. It's just a great experience, and of course, winning always is a part of that. But still, being a part of it is certainly what at the end is the most important thing.
Now, you guys had the meeting at the bridge today.
The other day we did. Yes, yeah. It was great. I mean, I know Scott and Dave, the principal, and Scott Connolly and Coach Bouchard, they're all good guys, and they all care. So it was good to see them. It was good, again, to see our captains and Salem captains come together and say nice things and kind of stand for something beyond football, which is great to see always, kind of connecting things outside of the field. It was cold, too. It was really cold up there. So it was definitely it was a good time. It was great.
So it's become really a part of the tradition of Beverly-Salem to meet in the bridge, the captains, the players, to ensure that the rivalry is a rivalry, that it's a good, clean football game, and that's what it is. It's a game. It's not life or death. And certainly Timmy Flaherty, initiated it way back when he saw things starting to get out of hand, and he's had the benefit of seeing his three sons go through the program and participate in that.
That's right. And Tim was one of the first. He was began that. I remember I was a sophomore on that team, on the championship team, and I remember being a part of it, and here it is over 30 years later. It's just really, it's awesome.
As you go into the game against Salem, you have a chance to finish 9-3. Certainly last week didn't go as you was hoping. You ran into a buzzsaw of a Duxbury team, and we'll talk more about that next week in our season review. But going into this game against Salem, there's still a lot at stake.
Oh, it's huge. Getting 9 wins is something someone said, I think it's only happened 3 times in 30 years here. So getting 9 wins would be an incredible accomplishment for a group that basically was a little bit of an afterthought in our league to start the season. A lot of transition, a lot of question marks to be the Division II North champions. I mean, that's something that, you can always keep. No one can ever take that away, and it's very hard to do, winning your bracket, and that's what we did. So to be able to get 9 wins, win our bracket, Division II North champs, and especially beating Bill Rickey and Tewksbury was something, that this team has a lot to play for to finish. And if we can beat Salem, it's going to be quite a memorable season.
Certainly is. And certainly you deserve an awful lot of credit. And again, I don't want to play on this with too much because we have next week to do. But again, you came in, a new coach, installed a new system. You've got to get the kids to buy into it. And I was on the field last week after the Duxbury game and listened to the first thing you said wasn't about the game itself, but what you had to look forward to. Right. Winning next week and being 9-3, that's what it's all about. Put this game behind it and begin to look towards next week.
That's right. I'd say we've always been a week-by-week team this whole year, play-by-play, practice-by-practice. It's just keeping that going. Getting that extra game, even though playing at Duxbury was a huge challenge and it didn't work out. I think the kids are excited now that we get that extra game to get that 9th win, and essentially we earned it to kind of have that extra game. So it's not something we want to have it be completely negative, even though it didn't come out all right.
It certainly is. And again, I want to thank the part of MSO and especially myself that we're able to continue. What. We started with Coach Barr and the weekly preview of what you guys are looking forward to do, something about the team and about your opposition. So I personally want to thank you. It's been a real ride.
Oh, you guys have been great. I tell you, MSO Sports is something that I didn't have when I was in high school. you know, and I look at all the good work you guys have done. Like, I've been able to kind of listen and watch games at home when I'm babysitting. I mean, that's such a special thing for me. I just think it's the best in all the good work you guys do. And it gives us support. I mean, the fact is that you doing this for our team, it gives recognition to some great positive things that these young student athletes do, that you guys are definitely a part of the solution and really helps us a lot. So I appreciate it.
Well, I'll tell you, the hits on the site and the hits on the game last week were off the charts.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. Yeah. Rick told me about a Monday night and the response that obviously the Beverly community has to us and to the commitment to follow you guys is just tremendous.
Now, I know it's been a nice, like you said, it's been a great ride. That Tewksbury Billerica combo there, that's something I don't think I've ever experienced. And you guys being a part of it, you know, being able to kind of help us kind of relive it. I mean, that last minute of the game you guys did was awesome. It was like I was listening to like a World Series like radio, like that last minute, that finish, fourth down, you know, like that was something I listened to and I just that Tewksbury game, that last minute, I enjoyed that so much. So again, you guys do that good stuff.
Well, thank you. I'm blessed to work with three of the best play-by-play guys. Yep. Again, in the air, put them up against anybody's duo, because you know, they do such a fantastic job, and I get to just follow on their tails and describe everything else that runs around the field.
No, that's awesome. You guys are great.
So, Coach, I want to wish you a lot of luck on Turkey Day. Hope
appreciate
your wishes come through.
Yeah.
I wish you and your family a very happy Thanksgiving.
You as well, Tim. Thanks again, buddy.
Thank you. All right, it's been Andrew Morenci, the head football coach here at Beverly High School, previewing tomorrow's matchup with Salem in the Beverly-Salem Thanksgiving Day Classic. For MSO News Sports, I'm Tim Kearns.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com.